Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Lamed Beis, mitzvah 332, the mitzvah of Kiddush Shnas HaYovel, the sanctification of the year of Yovel. I just wanted to make one ha'ara, it has to do with today's mitzvah as well, relating to the brisa that was quoted at the end of the last mitzvah, and that is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chesam Beis discusses what is the state of affairs at the beginning of Yovel. This sanctification process, as we know, shofar has to do with it. That was the last mitzvah we discussed on Chesam Beis, but the Gemara quotes that there's a limbo period, at least according to one of the opinions. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Rosh Hashanah Chesam Beis, May Rosh Hashanah Ad Yom HaKippurim, Lo Hayu Avadim Niftarim Lebateim. Avadim didn't go free yet, totally. And they didn't serve their master. Ela Ochlin Vishosin Usmeichin. They eat and they drink and they're merry. The atrosehen birashehen, and they wear their crowns on their heads. This is the state between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, at the beginning of Yovel. The avadim are in limbo, right? They don't serve their master anymore, but they're not ready to go free. Kivet shigia Yom Kippur, and once Yom Kippur comes, taku bezda b'shofar, bezdin sounds the shofar, niftru avadim l'batayim, then everybody goes home. So interesting, the language of Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin v'itrosein v'rasheyen. I didn't say anybody makes this point, but it's an obvious one. And that is, there's one other place where we find such a lashon of Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin v'itrosein v'rasheyen. Their crowns are on their head. It's talking about Olam Haba. The Gemara said, the Rambam quotes it in Hilchos Tshuva and Perek Ches. Olam Haba, ein bo guf v'gvia el nefashos atadikim bilvad. There's only going to be nefashos. That's the Rambam Shita, what Olam Haba is. And v'lo yera davar bo min advarim shema'arim l'gufos b'olam hazeh. It's not, according to the Rambam, a physical existence. There isn't. Could go in yeshiva, amida, shena, misa. There won't be sadness and happiness and sitting and standing and sleeping. No. Kach amru chachamim. And listen to the lashon. It's exactly parallel, but opposite. Right? What did we just have? We had Ochlin v'shosin u'smeichin v'atrosein b'rosheim, eating, drinking, and being merry with crowns on their head. How does the Rambam describe Olam Haba? Ein bo lo achila v'lo shesiyah v'lo tashmish. There's no eating and drinking. Ela tzadikim yoshvim v'atrosein b'rosheim. Same exact lashon. V'nenem izav hashchina. Hilchos Tshuva Perachetz Halacha Beis. Definitely a connection, even though the eating and the drinking are different. That's the contrast. But it is a time where the crowns are on their head. V'nehneh miziv hashchina. What's the connection? Right, an eved is going free at Yovel. One could say that Yovel is the after the sevens, right, in the world beyond. Right, Yovel we spoke about a couple of days ago already symbolizes eight, which is beyond nature according to the Maharal. Right, and the Yovel is the eighth, and Olam Haba is after the world of nature. So there are parallels between the two, but just as a ha'ara, I wanted to mention that. We'll get back to that one more time today, but let's get, meanwhile, into today's mitzvah. So today's mitzvah is Shin Lamed Beis, the mitzvah of sanctifying the year of Yovel. If you look in the Torah tells us in the psukim that we're reading, again, we counted already the minyan, the counting to Yovel was a mitzvah, the shofar, blowing shofar in Yovel as a mitzvah. As we discussed, that's the minhag of blowing shofar on Yom Kippur, Bizman Hazeh, is based on the Sefer HaManhig, going back many years to remember what they used to do during Yovel. And then the pasuk says, V'kidashtem eshnas achamishim shana, you shall sanctify the 50th year, ukrasim dror baras l'chol yoshveha, and you shall proclaim freedom across the land for all the inhabitants. Yovel hiti elachem, it should be Yovel for you, v'shaftem ish elachuzaso, v'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. Everybody goes back to his own family. The Rambam does not count that as a separate mitzvah. As we'll see in the coming days, the next mitzvah counted after this is the isser of working the land, as we have the parallels to the isser of working the land during Shemitah. But either way, today's mitzvah is mitzvah kedush shnas ha-yovel. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, l'kadish shnas ha-chamishim shana kamo shnas ha-shemitah. Yovel has the same type of kedusha as Shemitah does. In other words, klomar, bebitul ha-avoda ba-aretz, the hefkarat someach ba. I'm not allowed to work the land during Yovel, and I have to make ownerless anything that grows. Right, it's an unbelievable requirement of emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of a Jew. Because think about it, even Shemitah, we discussed last week and before the summer, by the last mitzvos, even Shemitah takes an unbelievable sense of emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me what I need, and I'm not going to make, no money's going into the bank account this year. Yovel is 2 years in a row. It's year 49 and year 50. And then at the end of year 50, I'm going to have to start planting after. So year one isn't even going to be such a great intake either. And yet, that's what the Torah demands. That Shemitah, that's Yovel, that's what we discussed in the past. That's why there's a shofar. So everybody realizes we're all in this together. As the Chinuch said, misery loves company. It's difficult, but if we all do it together, when we realize we're all doing it, it makes it a little easier. So says the Chinuch that part of the mitzvah's asay, there's an asay of not working the land, similar to Shabbos and Yantif. There's an asay not to do malacha. Uvayom ha-shvi'i tishbos, similar to that idea. There's a mitzvah's asay to be batil from malacha. So too, here in Yovel, we have a mitzvah's asay not to do malacha, and to be mafkir, to make ownerless things that grow in it. If there's anything, right, things that grew, everything that grew in the previous year was already taken. But anything that grew in this year, in the year 50, also is ownerless. Shene Amar, as the Pasuk says, V'kidashtem mishtatza chamishim shana. Ubir ha-kasuf, and the Pasuk explains, what is the Kedusha? She'inir ha-kedusha hu, she'yu peroseha utfuasa nifkarim, v'she'y, number one, the peros, the fruit, right, the land, v'she'yu avadim yotzim itachaz yad ha'adon, servants, all servants go free. Shene Amar, as the Pasuk says, right, leading in from the Kiddashtim, across him, draw bars, v'chol yoshvel, chavers v'avadim, ki yovel, because it is yovel. Hashem, in tomorrow's mitzvah, we'll talk exactly about what the word yovel means. Many different opinions in the Rishonim. What does the word yovel mean? Yuval, Yovel, Rashi, Ramban, but Hashem, we'll get to all of them in the coming days. But the Chinuch says that the sanctification is not only a asay that doesn't, that requires a maisa, which we'll see soon, but it also requires a bitul asay, and that is not doing malacha, besides the avadim going free and land going back to their proper owners. The Meshech Chachma has an unbelievable idea describing the Kedusha of Yovel in, right here in Parshas Bahar. He quotes the Medrash, the Taras Kohanim, where he says, Shabbos Lashem. The Medrash says, Kishem Shenamar B'Shabbos Bracious Shabbos Lashem. Just like it says by Maisa Bracious. And I might have mentioned this by Shechachma in the past weeks, in the past mitzvos. Just like it says by Shabbos Bracious, it shall be for God. Kach Nemar B'Shvius Shabbos Lashem. The Medrash parallels Shabbos and Shemitah. Says the Meshech Chachma, what's going on here? Shabbos is to Yontif as Shemitah is to Yovel. In terms of conceptual spirituality and conceptual Kedusha. Says the Meshech Chachma, Olam Ani is Naiti Nira. The Dina Asa Hashmina. This isn't just saying like a Hashkafic idea. It's all Shabbos Lashem. No. De Kemo, De Kedusha Shabbos, Chaluka Mi Kedusha Yontif. Shabbos is different than Yontif. How? Shabbos is whether I like it or not. Shabbos is like what the Gemara says in Maseches, Beitza Kviyava Kaima, it's set. I could be screaming, I don't want it to be Shabbos, let's not have Shabbos, doesn't matter. It's Shabbos coming, right, sunset on Friday night, that's it, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is Kviyava Kaima, and Yantiv is very different, Bekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim, V'Yantiv Yisrael Makachi Luhu, Yantiv, Am Yisrael's Makadesh, if Besdin does not sanctify the Chadashim, then there is no Yom Tov, the whole calendar is messed up. Ubiyadam lahakdim uzvanu la'achro, and they can make it earlier or later if Bezen thinks it's appropriate based on factors. They could push it off another month, right? Not this year, but next year there are going to be two others, right? Put into the calendar, there's going to be an extra month. Sometimes an extra day, one day, 2 days, but that's in Bezdin's control. Achodesh is elachem. Ubiyadam lahakdim uzvanu la'achro. Lokein Shabbos. Shabbos you can't change. Kfi v'kaima. Shabbos is set. So Shabbos, the Kedusha is set. It comes automatically. Yantif is based on Bezdin. Cain says the Meshech Chachma, Chaluka Kedusha Shvius Mekedushas Yovel. Today's mitzvah, Kedushas Yovel, says the Meshech Chachma, Kedushas Yovel is different than Kedushas Shvius. Even though you do the same thing, on both of them you're not allowed to work the land. There's a difference. Even though Tekomash in August, Beshvius, no, it can be Yovel, but Yovel is dependent on certain activities and certain actions. Shemitah, even if I don't do anything, it's going to be Shemitah. I can ignore Shemitah, it's still going to be Shemitah. But if Bezdin doesn't count the days to the years to Yovel, if Bezdin doesn't do Machlokas Tanom, what exactly is required for Yovel to occur? But something is required for the Isser Avodas Karka to kick in. Maybe you need Shiluach Avadim, which we don't do Bezman Hazeh. Maybe you need Hachzaras Karka, which we don't do Bezman Hazeh. But all of those might be the tipping point, the trigger for Yovel to kick in, and that's why it doesn't kick in Bezman Hazeh. And that's why there is no Yovel Bezman Hazeh. Not only have we stopped counting the Yovels, but partly because of this, because we don't do any of the triggers, and therefore Mamela, there is no Yovel. Az Mutter Bacharisha Vizriya Ve'eno Yovel Klau. There's no Yovel. Why? Because Yovel is dependent. Just like Kedushas Yantiv is dependent versus Shabbos, which is independent, Kedushas Yovel is dependent while Kedushas Shemitah is independent. And that's the Medrash. Just like Shabbos is Shabbos Lashem, It's his. So to Shemitah is Shabbos Lashem. And then he continues, Lo kein Shemitah, hu kadosh ba'at smuso, v'yafkata d'malkehi. Hashem makes everything hefker. Ve'eno toli b'kedushas Yisrael. And it's not totally on Kedusha, it's not totally. L'chein emr, Shvi is kamar k'shabas l'Hashem. V'afim lo safru minyan Hashan, even if he didn't count anything. V'lo ishmitu, v'gadru sotosim b'avanim. Even if I put up stones, I locked up my field, it's still hefker. And I'm doing an Avera. Right, whether it's an issue, but that's what he holds. Lokein Yovel says v'kidashtem shatem makdishim oso. Doesn't say v'kidashtem by Shmita. It says v'kidashtem by Yovel. You sanctify ki Yovel hu kodesh yeh lachem. Like we have by Yantif mikra kodesh yeh lachem. It's to you. You're in control. And now he says why? Mishum sheshmita mora al chidash haolam ki li haaretz. Shmita is about God creating the land. Shmita is every 7 years. Nature. Avos Yovel Mora Shiluach Avadim Shezeki Yitzias Mitzrayim Ukiyantif Shuzeich Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it's more connected to Yantif, and therefore it is different. There's even just to quote. There's an extreme example of Chazal being in control of the Yamim Tovim. Just that came up here, so I'll mention it. The Ritva. So there's a Ritva. The Ritva writes in Maseches Chulin. I think I brought a copy of it here. Yeah, the Ritva writes in Maseches Chulin on Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Again, it's an extreme Ritva, but it's there. The Ritva says, there was one, the Gemara there discusses a case where it seems to be like, Mishum Gzeira, they didn't fast on Yom Kippur. So that have Gzeira. So, Elam Rav Gzeira, it was a Gzeira that the Gemara says, Shlo Lasos Yom Kippur. And the question is, the Ritva asks, how do you be Mevatel Yom Kippur? Ve'ech Efsha Shebitlu Yom Kippur and B'shas HaGzeira. Ha'B'shas HaGzeira, Afila Raksa Demasani Yarek Val Yavar. Even every little thing is Yarek Val Yavar, but give your life during B'shas HaGzeira. Vinir, you had to get rid of Yom Kippur. So Vinir Ali to Halokasha says the Ritva. Listen to this. No problem. The Kiddush Chadashim de Bezdin Aseihu. Bezdin be Makadish the months and deciding when the calendar is. It's an Asei. The Al Asei. It's an Asei. It's an Asei. Achodesh Zelachem. And an Asei, you don't have to give your life for an Asei. Yavar Val Yeharik. It's not Yeharik Val Yavar. Only Los Aseis. Every Los Asei, even at time of religious persecution, Shas HaShmad, then you have to give your life for any little Los Asei. But for an Asei, you do not have to. Elam Kein Midas Chasidus. It's a Midas Chasidus, act of piety. The Afshar to Hachi Gazru. But maybe this is what they did at that time. Lebesdin Shalo Lekadsho. They did not do Kiddush HaChodesh. De'ein Kan Yom Kippur. That's his Lashon. Vidok. And realize this. And all in the footnotes in the quotes all these poskim. So what do you mean? You're right. If Bezin doesn't do it, it's not Makudish. But you know what? What do we say? That it's either one of 2 days. If Bezin doesn't do it, then the next day is Kachua Min HaShamayim. You can't just say there's no set calendar at all. Bezin has the power to control it. But they can't just say this month doesn't exist. So it's a huge Chiddush by the Ritva where he says that it could be that if you don't make it Tishrei, then maybe it's a different type of Tishrei, and it's not a type of Tishrei which would have the Chagim in it, if Bezin would be Mekadesh it. But that's the Ritva, and it made it as an example of the Kiddush Yantif. But either way, the Meshech Chachma says, Shabbos to Yantif is just like Shemitah to Yovel, and that's today's mitzvah. Kedushas Yovel is not automatic, it's totally on various elements. One or two haaretz just on the wording of the Psukim. The Nitziv notes in his commentary right here on V'kidashim Hashanah Chamishim Shana B'Mekadesh the 50th year. The Nitziv says Ad Ko Amra Torah Deshas Chamishim Uyovel. Up until now we know the 50th year is Yovel. Va'ata Hosifa Torah. Now the Torah says be sanctified the 50th year, and the previous pasuk kind of already said it. It says you should pass the shofar Tavir B'Chol Arzachem, and this pasuk says in the 50th year. Says the Nitziv, there's no makeup Yovel. Right, if you miss Yovel, you can't make up. Let's say, you know, right, we know right now we're in the middle of the Shemitah cycle. Let's say Mashiach comes today. Oh, let's have Yovel tomorrow. Let's have Yovel this year. You can't do it. It's got to be the 50th. We're going to have to start counting again. Dema, he says, Hosiva Torah Shlo Nima, Im Lo Nasa Yovel Bizmano, Ade Ezasiba Ye Yovel B'Shona Acheres. She Yeshuva Yeshua Mishpachto. Right, everybody, all the slaves will go free at a different year. No. Yovel Yachamishim Shana. That's the emphasis of Chamishim Shana. And it's Shnath, it's an entire year. The Ksava Kabbalah of Mecklenburg writes, it's an entire year. Even though we noted before, we started today with the Brisa that says there's a 10-day limbo period. right, for the beginning of Yovel, the Avadim don't go home, but they're not allowed to leave the homes yet. Big question why that is, but either way, that's the Metzius. That's what the Brisa says. But don't think that those 10 days aren't part of Yovel. Those 10 days are part of Yovel as well. Right? We usually sometimes think of them, Aseres Yemei Tshuva. We think of them, oh, we're doing Tshuva now for the previous year. One of the questions the Bali Musar asks is that, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is the following year. How does it make up for what we did the previous year? Right? It's a new year. Rosh Hashanah is a new year. Either way, not for now. But it says B'Iksav HaKabbalah, that's the emphasis of Shnas HaChamishim Shana, an entire 50th year. Good, let's continue. Mishoshia Mitzvah says the Sefer Chinuch, with the shortest behind this Mitzvah, Mashakasafti, B'Mitzvahs, Minyan Hashanim, what I wrote earlier, Mitzvahs, Rishonim, Reparsha Zu, Sharat Hashem, Lazakos, Amo, B'Kabbalas, Malchuso. Yovel helps us remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the land. And we referred to the other ideas related to Machshava earlier. Again, there are some points in Mitzvah Shin Lamed, which we'll come back to in the coming days. Midinei Mitzvah. Let's get to some of the halachas of the mitzvah. What is included in this asay? So here the Chinuch says, Mashama Zecharnu Lavracha Shekal Sha'aser B'Shana Hashviyas Me'avoda Sa'aretz Aser B'Yovel. The Kol Shemuterba Muterba. What is the Chinuch quote regarding this mitzvah's asay? Number one, the Isra of Avodas Karka. Not working the land is a mitzvah asay. Number two, if you even skip a little bit, later on the Chinuch says in the continuation, Umin hadome, in Dibur Maskel v'Noheges, Umin hadome shahiyu Sanhedrin miskabsin bekiddush hashana umivarchan aleha lekadesh shanim. In my view, says the Chinuch, Bezdin got together every beginning of Yovel and said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kadeshanim b'zod zivanu lekadesh es hayovel. They made the bracha of kiddush Yovel. The Acher got token shofar, then they blew the shofar. Says the Minchas Chinuch, in explaining the Chinuch, in Os Aleph, the Minchas Chinuch says, you see from the Chinuch counts two elements in his mitzvah of the Aseh. The Aseh is, number one, what we would call sanctification, like we make Kiddush. We're Mekadish HaShabbos, we say something. So part one of the mitzvah is to sanctify, like Bezdin did. Right? You make a bracha. Number two, the Aseh like Tishbos by Shabbos, the Aseh of not doing malacha. Those are the two elements of the mitzvah asay according to the Chinuch. And the Minchas Chinuch is bothered that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, he only quotes the Kiddush element, sanctifying it by Bezdin. He doesn't quote the second element of the Isser Shvisas Karka included in the asay. He doesn't quote that. So Tzarech Ian, he says, how the Rambam is different than the Chinuch. But as we mentioned as the Minchas Chinuch himself has mentioned a number of times, it's unbelievable, he did not have a Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam. He only had a Mishnah Torah. He didn't have a Sefer HaMitzvahs. If you look in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam does count like the Chinuch. He quotes the Isra of Avodas Karka. So the Chinuch has both, maybe because the Chinuch had the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs too. So he saw the Rambam put in both. The Minchas Chinuch notes it as a difference, and at least it's Tzarech Ian. How could there be a difference between the Chinuch and the Rambam? But one should be aware that it's not really a machlokas. They both quote both elements. Rav Sadia Gaon, the Mitzvahs HaMelech, points us out in Rabbi Semen Sefer, that Rav Sadia Gaon does not have a separate mitzvah of Kiddush Yovel. The Kiddush HaMashas HaChamishim Shana is no separate mitzvah. It's part of the mitzvah of Shiluach Avadim. Sending away slaves, that's a reflection connected to Kiddush of the year. But there isn't a separate Maisa Kiddush or a separate mitzvah counted in the 613. Okay, so that's the Rambam, the Chinuch, and Rav Sadia Gaon. So we continue now that the mitzvah has to do with the Isra of Avodas Haaretz and the Din of the Peros. Let's skip to the next paragraph. Vishnas Yovel Eina Olam Imin Yishnei Shavua. As we mentioned, this is a Machlokas Tanoim. We paskin that the year 50 does not count to the following Shemitah cycle. Machlokas Tanoim. Some Tanoim hold that year 50 is really year 1 of the next Shemitah cycle. I mean, you have 49 years and then 49, 49, 49. Every year 1 is also year 50 of the previous. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that Yovel is a separate year. Vishnas Yovel Eina Olam Imin Yishnei Shavua Elamonin Shavar Tejvarim Shana. 49 years, Shein Sheva Shanim Sheva Pamim, he counts 7 and 7, as we discussed two mitzvahs ago, that it's the real counting, like a sphere of counting. V'yachar Shnas HaShmita, and after year, Shmita Shu B'Shvi, which is the last 7th, Ozen Yovel B'Shas HaChamishim, you do Yovel in the 50th year, that is the year. There is a major machlokas achronim, we mentioned this also a couple of days ago. The Minchas Chinuch here takes a stand on it. What happens if Bezdin does not sanctify? If they don't do this Kiddush? So the Minchas Chinuch assumes, as long as everything else takes place, it's okay. You send away the slaves, and the land goes free. Upashut, the Minchas Chinuch says, the mitzvah zu'enu ma'akev, rak mitzvah v'lo le'ikuv. It's not ma'akev. Even if they don't sanctify it, it's still going to work. Reb Chaim Brisker, in his Sefer on the Rambam, and Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, argues clearly at least in the Das of the Rambam. Reb Chaim says the Kiddush was by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that Kiddush Bezdin is definitional to what is required. Let me just see if I have it here. The Kiddush Bezdin, he says, V'imkein yesh lomar, de'ein ayovel noeg ela imkein hukva ayidei svira v'kiddush bezdin, v'im lo hukva ayidei svira o'shlo kashu, ein yovel. There's no yovel, like the Ritva's Yom Kippur. Reb Chaim says, if there's no kiddush bezdin, it's ma'ake, machlokes. The Minchas Chinuch, the Or Sameach, by the way, agrees with the Minchas Chinuch. Or the Minchas Chinuch versus Reb Chaim, what happens if they do not sanctify? Does it work or not? The Mishnah's Yaves, Rav Zhulti, says, I have a nafkamina between these two. Another nafkamina, besides whether it exists or not. The Sefer HaChinuch here, when he talks about when Bezdin is Makadishin, what was the Lashon we just read before? Go to the Dibur Maskil V'Noheges. V'Noheges Mitzvah Zub Eretz Yisrael, U'Bizman Shekol Yoshvei Aleha. The Mitzvah of Yovel applies in Eretz Yisrael, when most Jews live there. U'min, and the Shvatim are in their proper Nachla. Umin Adom Meshayu Sanhedrin is Kapsim, Mekidesh Hashana, Bezin gets together, Umevarchan Alei Lekadeshanim, and makes the Bracha and his Makadesh, and then Vacha Token B'Shofer. What do you see from the Chinuch? When did they do this Kiddush? When's the mitzvah of Kiddush Yovel? On Yom Kippur. Because he says, and then they blow Shofar. Shofar is for sure on Yom Kippur. That's the Mefirish Pasuk in Chumash. It says, V'kidashim Mishnas HaChamishim Shana. Fine. But the Shofar is in the previous Pasuk. B'chodesh Hashvi B'asol L'chodesh. Tavir Shofar B'chol Ha'artzachem. Shofar is for sure on Yom Kippur. When is the Kiddush, this mitzvah, done? So the Chinuch says it's done on the same day. So the Chinuch holds is Yom Kippur. If you look in Rashi, Rashi on Chumash, Rashi says, V'kidashtem B'knisasa. Right when it starts. There's no reason to assume that it's anything other than Rosh Hashanah, according to Rashi. So it's Machlokas. The Minchas Chinuch also discusses this in Oz Beis. When is it done? So he quotes, seems to be a Machlokas, Rashi in the Sefer HaChinuch. And he says, I think that the Chinuch is right, because after all the other halachas kick in on Yom Kippur. So that's why you should be Mekadosh on Yom Kippur. What's the Sfar for Rashi? It's obvious. This is the beginning of Yovel. This is the beginning of Yovel, like we saw before from the Tzav HaKabbalah. You're right, there are some halachas that aren't fully in effect yet, but this is still part of the year of Yovel, so this is the Machlokas. Suggest the Mishnah's Yaves, Rav Zhulti. If you want to look it up, it's in Yoredeya Simen Chavhei. Rav Zhulti writes, one of the great Rabbanim of Yerushalayim in the 1960s, 1970s, says Rav Zhulti, that he thinks the two Machlokos, between Rav Chaim and the Minchas Chinuch, and these two are connected. If you say that it is Ma'akev to create Yovel, and you need it, if you don't create it, if you don't sanctify it, it doesn't exist, it makes sense. You have to do it the first day of the year. The first day of the year, like Rashi says, you have to sanctify it. If you don't, it doesn't exist. Mashaykin, if you say it's not Ma'akev, it's more of a symbolic nature, so then maybe the Chinuch is right. It's all symbolic anyway, so do it when you send away the slaves, when you send away the servants, and that would be on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's his suggestion, but either way, a couple of important ha'aris. Finishing up, the overall zeva avad admaso b'yovel avodah ha'asura. If somebody violates and works his land during Yovel, v'cheinam lo ratzel l'shalayach avdo chafshi, or if he refuses to let his eved go free, bitel asei zeh. It's a bitel asei. Milvach avar alav. Besides the iser that one violates, as we'll get to in the coming days, the iser of working one's land, va'onsho gadol ma'od. And one is greatly punished. Why? Shukilu kofer bechidish ha'olam. Yovel means God's in charge. If I don't keep Yovel, I'm basically not acknowledging that God is in charge. And therefore, it is a very strong and important mitzvah that the Chinuch mentions over here. Okay, we'll stop here. And Beis Hashem will continue in the coming days when we get up to mitzvah 333. But this was Shin Lamed Beis.